1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. You can pick up a copy of the Phil Henry Show Year 2000 CD when we put it out on sale. And that'll be shortly. As a matter of fact, I just got the word from Craig. It'll be going to the duplicator. We're going to have a really good CD this year. They're all good. Every year has been tremendous. But this is probably going to be our best yet. Best of the Phil Henry Show Year 2000 CD. Number one rated CD. I think that's what we're going to call it. Just to really burn some rear ends. Number one in all the significant categories. All the money demos. We're number one. Oh, man. Some people call me thin-skinned. Well, there's thin-skin, and then there's just easy. Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We continue with our convention coverage. There have been security concerns here in Los Angeles about how things are going to go next week during the convention. Some of the groups that caused such mayhem and disruption in Seattle during the World Trade Organization meetings, some people think that they'll be down here as well. There are a variety. In fact, there was an interesting article in the Los Angeles Times a couple of weeks ago of the variety of groups that are going to be here protesting on a variety of fronts and a variety of issues, and they're camped outside of town, going through different camps and going through different training, nonviolent, civil disobedience-style training, so that when they confront police, they'll know what to do. We're going to get on the line with us right now from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have... Okay, this is Jay Santos. He is, if I'm reading the information, General Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay?
That is correct, Phil.
And you are a volunteer police force?
We are an auxiliary police unit. We are a volunteer police unit. We try to do what we can, Phil, to assist police in crowd control and securing some events. We're concerned that the Democratic Convention is going to be a venue for people who don't recognize that we're serious. We are not going to allow protesting at this convention. I invite you to just turn your VW bus around and go ready, you know, get ready for the fall term, because the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we stand shoulder to shoulder, Phil, with the LAPD and the National Guard, as well as the San Fernando Valley Vigilante Squadron. And
of the San Fernando what?
That's the San Fernando Valley Vigilante Squadron, the San Fernando Valley unit of the California Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, so there's going to be groups, obviously, arriving, and they probably already have arrived. The National Guard is on standby. Where are you right now?
Phil, we're in a substation. Officer Don Newsom, we're using his residence as our substation.
A substation's what?
That's where our radio control is. And right now we are monitoring the arrival of groups coming into Los Angeles, just monitoring the situation around the Staples Center. Right now, we have just media moving in and out of there. We did see Wolf Blitzer. We had kind of a miniature alert. We did see Wolf Blitzer, and I said, well, that's Wolf Blitzer. And we all sort of heaved a sigh of relief that it was just Wolf Blitzer.
As opposed to what? As opposed to...
Well, you don't know if you've got a terrorist activity down there at all. Roger. Can you hold on for a minute, Phil?
Sure. We're talking with Jay Santo. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And this is a volunteer police unit. It's a citizens unit, Jay?
1253.
Jay?
Yeah, Phil.
You're going to need to talk to me and kind of put the radio in the background for just a second.
That's absolutely correct. I'm Don Newsom. Take over the radio here.
Tell me a little bit about the people that you are. Well, you say that you're going to keep them from protesting.
There will be no protests around the Staples Center, Phil. We are the first line of defense. There will be no protesting because we learned our lesson in the 1992 riots. We will come down hard and heavy, but legally on the heads of hippies and protesters.
Well, what exactly are you guys going to do? I know the police are there, National Guard. You're a Citizens Auxiliary Police. What are you going to do?
What are we going to do? We are a Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do have constitutional. We do have citizens arrest powers, Phil, so don't think that we can't bring the, don't think we can't bring the pain.
Well, it's not that I don't think you can't bring the pain, but what are you guys going to do? And what does that mean, bring the pain?
It's a figure of speech, Phil. We do have citizens arrest power. We will defend ourselves if we have to. And we are the first line of defense.
Well, so you guys, along with the National Guard and along with the Los Angeles Police Department, are looking not to have any disruption.
We are looking not to have any protesting. That is correct. There will be no protesting. And we are looking at people...
Well, you know that people have a constitutional right to protest. When you say there will be no protesting...
Well, Phil, technically speaking, you don't have a right to protest when an officer feels you are a potential safety hazard. And that's technically speaking, you don't have a right to protest. And,
well, what are the things you're looking for?
Well, Phil, one of the things that we'll be looking for, obviously, Senator Lieberman is Jewish. We do anticipate there would be some people trying to get into the Democratic National Convention, some terrorists disguised as a Jew, Arab terrorists. So they might be wearing the yarmulke. They might have had some makeup, some application of makeup, some putty or some widening of the nostrils or lengthening of the nose, so that people will think they're Jewish. They'll be able to get in there and then cause some mayhem. Anyone who has, so we're looking at that. We're looking at
so Arab terrorists
possibility. We're looking at people who have extreme political viewpoints. You've seen these bumper stickers: "God is my co-pilot," "One day at a time," you know, "Life, what a beautiful choice," "My kid is an honor student." These are red flag bumper stickers, Phil.
So what are they again?
Well, the bumper stickers we're looking for, which we consider extreme: "God is my co-pilot."
"God is my co-pilot," "One day at a time."
"One day at a time," "Life, what a beautiful choice." All this Malcolm X nonsense, "My kid's an honor student." Anything that we think would indicate extreme political sensibility. The other thing, Phil, that you want to look for when looking for Arab terrorists, Arabs who may disrupt a convention where a Jewish candidate's being nominated, 5 o'clock shadow is very heavy on an Arab. Anyone with 5 o'clock shadow, it's an interesting thing. I want to just sort of tack that one on as well. And we definitely will be engage the motorist in a cessation of motoring. They will be directed to pull over. We'll be idling at a stoplight.
All right, now wait a minute. You guys are idling at a stoplight, waiting for anybody to come by who has "God is my co-pilot" bumper sticker.
Well, a variety of these things.
All right, but you're mentioning anybody with heavy 5 o'clock shadow or wearing a yarmulke?
Anyone that we think, right, that could be trying to get into the convention. We'll be idling at a stoplight. If we see that, we will give them a warning, which is a CCAP siren. That's a Citizens Auxiliary Police siren. We'll give you a... That is the siren that we will be using.
So you're idling at a light. You want someone to pull over, and you do what?
Well, I'll have Craig Taylor.
What is that?
That is the Citizens Auxiliary Police siren.
So when I hear that, I'm supposed to pull over?
That is correct. You hear that, you'll pull over. We've got a variety of things. We just want to take a peek around.
All right, what if they don't pull over?
If they don't pull over, don't go there, because we really don't want to hurt anybody. We just want to take a peek around. Naturally, anybody with 5 o'clock shadow, you're talking about the possibility of an Arab. And the flip side, this deal that the Jewish folks wear on their heads, the yarmulke, that could be a disguised Arab. So we just want to keep the stress free of the streets free of protests, Phil, and keep it peaceful.
Okay, we're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's talking about next week's convention. They are trying to keep the streets free of protests. Now, that is a siren that you guys will...
That indicates that the people need to pull over.
How do they know it's the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
So we wear a blue armband, we wear a safari helmet, and we will be in Bermuda shorts. That is our uniform.
You know, it strikes me that your uniform is oddly familiar and sounds a lot like the ones worn by the guys at the Polynesian Village at Disneyland, the guys that bring your bags to your room.
All right, pull over.
I'm pulling over, man.
I don't know, Phil, if you want to make fun of us or...
No, I'm sorry. You're wearing... Let me go to a phone call here. Covina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Covina, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, my labor union's going to be out there striking on Tuesday. I'm not striking, protesting on Tuesday.
Well, around the Staples Center, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Around the Staples Center?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a no-no.
Well, it's legal.
I beg your pardon?
It's legal. We're not going to be inside the fences, and we're not going to be violent or breaking any laws, but we're allowed to be there.
Yeah, but technically, if an officer feels you are a potential safety hazard, we can tell you to disperse and go home. Now,
I don't believe you can, sir, but I know that the LAPD can.
Well, I'm in a Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do have a blue armband. We do wear a pith helmet.
Well, the day that somebody tells me that the LAPD has authorized you to tell me I can't be there, then I'll go.
But we have citizens' arrest powers, ma'am. If you hear this sound, That means you've got to pull over.
Either that or it's going to be one of our horns because we're going to be making noise.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like a horn that maybe people would carry at a rally, ma'am. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
What are the two of you saying?
It's the SEIU Local 660 rally.
No, this is the Citizens Auxiliary Police horn.
Okay, I get the horn. If I hear that, Jay, I'll pull over, okay?
Well, you see, Phil, you encourage lawlessness by making a joke out of this. And this lady in Covina, I mean, God bless you. You're a member of labor union. You're a Democrat?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm a Republican, but that doesn't mean that I don't support your right to be out there. What I'm saying is you're not allowed to protest at the Democratic convention because you're not allowed to.
We're going to be where we're legally allowed to be.
Well, if you
and
see
and we're going to be drawing attention to ourselves. We're all going to be wearing purple and trash T-shirts, and nobody's going to be able to...
Not on my watch, sister.
I would appreciate you not calling her sister.
Ma'am, if you see my blue armband, what are you going to do?
I'm not your sister, and it's not quite the device.
Your car phone broke up, dear. Say that again.
I said, in the first place, I'm not his sister. And in the second place, it doesn't matter what I do when I see his whatever it is, Dan.
All right, could I have your name, please?
Well, what are you asking for her name?
I'd like her name, because she's a potential security risk.
Oh, right.
What happened to my radio?
Out of a crowd of several thousand people.
What happened to my radio? There it is. Can I have your name?
Will you turn your radio off?
I'm sorry.
And quit blowing that horn. Grow up.
What's your name, ma'am?
She's not giving you her. Don't give him your name, ma'am.
I'm not planning to.
All right, ma'am. If we see you out there and you hear this, you'll have to pull over, all right?
I'm sick of listening to this, and I'm going to be on foot, so there's not going to be anything to pull over.
No?
I don't want to hear that horn anymore.
What's she going to pull over if she's on foot?
That's a good point.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
You know, Phil, you can make a joke out of this.
No, I think you're making a joke out of that, and don't blow that stupid air horn.
What happened to my radio?
Will you turn the radio off?
Phil, I am telling you, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, along with the Los Angeles Police Department and the National Guard, will not allow protesting. Didn't they hear? There's no protest because the protests that happened at the convention in Philadelphia, they were wrong. They were wrong. And if you hear this sound...
Don't do it.
I'm sorry, if you hear that sound, you got to pull over.
And if you're on foot?
If you're on foot, we'll have to think of something. Let's just stop walking so we can come over and talk to you.
1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're not going to be allowing protesting out there at the Staples Center next week, as well as they'll be, he says, pulling over people who have heavy 5 o'clock shadow. They could be Arabs. Anybody with a politically extreme license, bumper sticker like God is my co-pilot or my kid is an honor student, and anyone who has a yarmulke. They do not want anybody disguised as a Jew trying to get in and doing anything anti-Jewish. 1-800-449-8686. Will you knock it off with that horn? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. We are joined by Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, you are a volunteer police officer.
That's correct, Phil. We don't make any attempt at saying we are real police. Deputized police officers. We are volunteer police officers. We have zero tolerance on protesting, Phil. We do have citizen arrest rights.
If you're a Citizens Auxiliary Police, do you Mirandize people?
We do when we have a detention situation, like if that lady and her labor party are out there at the convention and they don't pull over.
Well, you knock with a pullover thing, man. They're walking.
All right, but we do have detention. We will read them a Miranda.
Go ahead and recite the Miranda for me.
You have the right to remain silent, and you have the right to an attorney. If you do not accept that, you are
See, if you're going to be a volunteer police...
Hold on for a minute. You have the right to remain silent. You have a right to the to an attorney, and if you do not remain silent, then you will not get an attorney, I believe is what it is.
If you don't remain silent, you won't get an attorney.
Phil, you know, I'm a citizen. You're attempting humiliating me. Okay.
Will you knock it with the thing?
You're humiliating me, and you're trying to make me look like I'm doing a bad thing here. We're trying to keep the protesters at a minimum, to keep our city, Los Angeles, free of the same idiots that destroyed Seattle.
Let me just remember that Miranda thing. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Los Angeles, hello?
Yes, hi, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I'm so involved in listening. First of all, I have a couple of comments I would like to make. You do have citizen arrest rights.
That's
if
correct.
Someone is breaking the law.
That's correct.
And protesting peacefully is not breaking the law. It's the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Well, you have to be within, to be protesting things that we are not, that we don't find offensive.
No, sir. I said peaceful protesting.
But
anyone,
what if we're offended?
Has the right to do that.
What if we're offended by what you're protesting? We do have
you
the right to go
over. You can be offended
over.
All you want. I or anyone else has the right to protest as long as I am within the parameters.
I'm not saying I'll take away your right to protest, but I do have a right to pull you over and take a peek around in your bag.
Sir, only if I break the law. You may not.
I think you're wrong.
Anything if I am not breaking the law and I am legally
right.
within my rights.
If you do
and
that,
I
then you will hear.
You know
I want you to get used.
Rights are.
I want you to get used to this sound.
Sir,
because you'll be hearing
no one
that.
Is humiliating you. You are humiliating yourself.
Gee.
You are more of a danger to the Democratic Convention than I believe any protester would be. As far as I'm concerned, they should lock you up for the next week.
Ma'am,
you are the danger.
I am simply
you
trying to keep
the
streets
danger.
Of Los Angeles safe. You know what happened in 92. We don't want it to happen again.
Oh, 92. 92 was a bunch of freaking criminals.
The difference between violent protests.
Yeah, 92 was a bunch of criminals, and this is a peaceful protest.
No, please don't interrupt me. I'm telling this because you will be hearing me say, as Mr. Henry was making fun of me, you have the right to remain silent. If you do not remain silent, you will not be provided
with
an attorney.
What you say may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney, and if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided to you.
No, that's
the Miranda
not how,
right.
That's not how it goes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's exactly
how it goes.
That lady got it right.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because
well,
I watch Law and Order on TV, and I'm literate.
You know what, ma'am? I don't have a lot of time for television, okay? I'm out
you
protecting
know
the rights of
citizens. You know something, sir? Let me just make one more point, and I hope everybody
you
out
have
in
the
Los
right
Angeles
to, hold on for a minute.
Is
you have,
listening. I you, hope if they see you in your fifth helmet, khaki shorts, and blue armband,
that's
that
right.
they go ask for a police officer.
Ma'am, we are with
you
the
are the danger to the convention.
First of all, Jay.
Not peaceful protest.
Your uniform makes you look like a bag boy at the Polynesian Hotel at Disney World. Oh, okay. Am I being pulled over for something?
No, Phil, you have no respect for law. You have no respect for
sir,
the law of the land.
Me, how is
I don't look like a guy carrying bags.
Disrespectful to law.
Well, what is with you in a pith helmet and a blue armband and Bermuda shorts?
That is a uniform that we're going to be wearing. You have the right to remain silent.
No, let me guess. I have the right to remain silent, but if I don't remain silent, I don't get a lawyer. Is that it?
I think I got it closer to it than this lady did, Phil.
Yeah, you're dead on.
Okay, make fun if you will. I'm going to be out on the front line keeping the sewer out of your living room, ma'am, and keeping the gutter out of your living room, Mr. Henry.
Sir,
you guys go ahead and make fun of me. Go ahead and make fun of me.
The right to peaceful protest.
If I hear that
I
horn
really
one more time, I'm going
to... You scare me more than anything else that could possibly happen at this convention.
I believe in the Constitution, unless you're protesting and
absolutely,
stuff
you do
that
not.
I don't like.
If you believed in the Constitution, you would know that the First Amendment guarantees the right to free speech, including
unless
peaceful,
you do stuff
peaceful.
That we don't
the
like.
The word, sir,
all
the
right.
adjective is
it's
peaceful.
Peaceful. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police of the Phil Hendry Show. Turn that guy's radio down. 1-800-449-8686. Jay, you there?
Right here, Phil. And I wanted to make...
Well, let me just tell people...
I want to make a point before you tell people anything.
I want to tell people, this is the Phil Hendry Show, and my number is 1-800-449-8686.
And I'd also like to jump in and say, Phil, that while we are trying to protect the Democratic National Convention, and I'm a Republican, I care if those people are on fire, I wouldn't pee on the best part of them. But because I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and along with the San Fernando Valley Vigilante Squadron... We are trying to protect the rights of...
What about the LAPD and the National Guard? Aren't they good enough? What are you guys going to do out there other than, you know, pull people over, take a peek around because they're protesting stuff?
They are not allowed to protest. Didn't you hear? You can't protest.
I don't know that you're right, man. I think you're not allowed to protest within a certain parameter, a perimeter, I should say, and you're not allowed to obviously be violent.
We do not want to repeat the 92 riots, and if I have to Mirandize someone...
Mirandize somebody? You don't even know the Miranda rights, okay?
I told you, Phil, that the Miranda...
Don't read it again to me.
No, the Miranda rights, you have a right to remain silent if you cannot afford a lawyer... Okay?
You're just making an idiot out of yourself, all right?
No, I'm not. You have the right to remain silent. If you can't afford a lawyer, you'll be, I forget what it is now, put in jail or...
Yeah, that's it. I'll be put in jail. God!
All right.
What did I do wrong now, huh? Did I insult you again?
No, you insult the country, Phil.
Here is Shirts, Texas. Shirts, Texas, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes. As
Hi.
A hardworking American, I cannot believe that someone like that is allowed to have any kind of power.
Well, ma'am, we're out there trying to protect your rights.
You're not protecting my rights. Vigilante.
You're what, ma'am? I didn't hear you.
You're being a vigilante.
Yeah,
I'm not going to stop for anyone who has on a little hat, a blue band that you can get anywhere,
and
a boat horn.
How many guys are out there in pith helmets?
Only the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I can assure you because I checked with the San Fernando Valley Vigilante Squadron, and they're going to be wearing baseball caps.
And what keeps somebody else from going to get one of those? I could pick that up at any academy store or anywhere else that
no,
I wanted.
But the combination.
And pretend
the
to
combination,
be one of you.
The combination. We're going to wear a safari helmet, blue armband, and plaid Bermuda shorts.
Which of that can I not pick up at just about any sporting goods store?
But that combination.
Oh, I see. In other words, I might
oh,
wear a base...
Oh, so I can't wear that same combination. Why? Because I don't have the ability to? I don't
think
so.
I think
so.
It's a little difficult for people to put that ensemble together right away. That's why the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to be
in
wearing
a week,
that one.
You don't think I could purchase that? I could get something off the internet within 2 days.
What are you talking about, Jay? I can get blue plaid Bermuda shorts, a pith helmet, and a blue armband tomorrow.
So in other words,
I mean,
let me be clear. The two of you are going to impersonate an officer. Is that it? All right.
You're not an officer.
Right. I would like to have
Thank
your name.
Thank you for the boat horn.
No, ma'am, I would
that.
Like to. I would like to have your name.
What are you going to arrest us for?
What are you going to?
I'm not arresting you.
What are you going to do to me? You make me afraid to even go there because you're going to stop me because I
Good.
Have.
Good.
I
That's
fly with angels
do.
On my bumper.
That's what we want to do. Do you have
and
that's
for being a vigilante.
What do you
that
have?
Is no different
what bumper stickers do you
than
have?
Somebody driving through town and because they're black, stopping them and saying,
no,
oh, you're black.
No, ma'am, no. A black man cannot help this color, but you can help what bumper stickers you have on your bumper. What do you have on there?
And I can help. You can help what you wear and how much you're being a vigilante.
No, but
I'm a hardworking American, and you're not going to stop me from standing outside a building if I'm at the right distance away.
You
and
can
say,
watch it on TV,
I
ma'am.
Don't believe...
The Democratic
this is
Convention.
Right. You don't even know the Miranda Act.
The Democratic.
I do.
Yes, I
do. I
know
it way better than you do.
Okay, go. You have the right to remain silent. Go. You go
anything
ahead and say.
Anything you say
you
can
right to remain
and will
silent.
Be used against you
in a court of law.
In a court of law.
Anything.
If you can. Are you going to let me talk or are you going to talk?
I'm just
Are you just
going to
repeat what I'm saying?
Is this guy for real?
Mr.
Apparently
Henry,
not.
I happen
and,
to love
you know,
my country.
That,
I'm putting this guy.
Those were the types of people that caused the riots because they didn't let people alone.
I just put him on hold. I want you to make sure this guy is not an escaped mental patient, Mike.
Thank you.
So you were going to do the. Go ahead. Do the Miranda rights, ma'am.
I mean, I know parts of it. I mean,
you have the right to remain silent.
Anything you say can and will be
will
used
be
against you in a court of law. If you cannot,
afford
an
attorney,
one will be appointed
for you.
Is that
and that's
Jay?
A whole lot better than what he said was if you can't keep your mouth shut,
no.
You're going to go to jail
no,
and you
ma'am.
Won't get a lawyer.
No, ma'am.
Please.
Ma'am, I
that
said...
That is you... what you said. I've listened to it 3 times now. And every time you change it just a little bit because you know you're making a fool of
no,
yourself.
No, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm a police officer. I'm not,
you're not a police officer.
You're not a police officer. A police officer knows the Miranda.
Anybody in
You're not a police officer. Have you gone to a police academy training program? Have you gone to a DPS training program?
Ma'am,
have you gone to a Border Patrol program?
Ma'am, I can tell you that
Have you? No, answer my question first, please.
I have bowling
You gone to any law enforcement training program?
I'm in a bowling league, ma'am. I do not.
Thank
the only
you. You are not a police officer. No more than
I am a volunteer.
Half the people in this nation. It is a crime you're pretending to be a police officer when there's hardworking police officers in this nation that are risking their lives every day.
What do you mean by hardworking?
Are you saying police officers aren't hardworking?
I've seen
a few of them
can take a few hundred pounds off their rear end sitting there having a
And what are you doing? You're in a bowling league. Drinking beer and hitting pins. Don't even go there. I would have a feeling that quite a few of the police officers across the nation would be quite upset with the thought that they're 200 pounds overweight and need to get weight off their butts. Excuse me. In Texas, we just had a law trooper buried today.
How much do you weigh?
He was shot by someone that he's stopping for a traffic ticket.
Well, maybe if
that
he could run fast enough.
Okay, Jay, that's...
To be a police officer is a travesty.
Anybody impersonating an officer will be put into our portable jail. It's an industrial
and
size
what are you,
oven
so
on a trailer
you
behind my wife's
you guys.
Wait a minute. I want to know, what is this jail?
Phil, anybody impersonating a police officer or trying to get into the convention dressed as if they're Jewish will be put into an industrial size oven. It'll be on a trailer behind my wife's minivan.
An oven! Good,
An
man.
Oven?
We're going to go ahead and put people impersonating to be Jews in an oven as if they were in concentration again.
Ma'am,
camps
can
again.
You think of a
Hello,
better...
Hello, Hitler!
Can you think of a better way to punish someone impersonating a Jew?
How
You're
do you
put
know they're
in...
impersonating a Jew? You don't know whether I'm Jewish or not.
How do you know
do
that?
You? How do you look at someone and say, that's a Jew, that's a Baptist? That's a Methodist?
I'll tell you right now, anyone with a heavy 5 o'clock shadow is generally
So you're
Arab.
Picking out, now you're segregating. Now it's men with a 5 o'clock shadow. So God forbid anybody that's supposed to be in that convention that forgot to shave or has been so busy at the convention, they haven't shaved and they happen to have, maybe a darker tan, then you're going to put them in the oven.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to do my job.
Oh, my heavens.
All right,
Thank you for the boat horn again. I
think you're
appreciate
under
that.
I want you to pull over.
Jeez.
Pull over.
She's
you can't
not pulling
stop
over.
Me.
I said to pull
I'm
over.
I'm telling you, you pulled me over.
You
would have a hard time having the rest of the police stopping me.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call, and we're sorry to hear about that officer in Texas.
What'd you say?
She said a police officer was slain in Texas over the past few days, and they just had his funeral.
So what's that got to do with me?
You were being insulting and offensive to police officers. That's what it's got to do with you. Now, what I want to... Oh, that horn, man.
I just want you to get used to it, Phil, because if you come around to Staples Center...
Hasn't anything anybody said here sunk in? Okay?
Well, the Miranda thing, she might have me on.
Yeah, she might have you on that. Here is Brea on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Brea, hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I'm from Local 660. We have had a legal permit. There's going to be 5,000 people coming down on Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
We are mostly coming by buses. We're all going to be wearing those purple shirts. We're all going to be blowing whistles and carrying signs. The county's in negotiations for a contract, and this is a way of our demonstrating the need for the county to give us a raise. We're marching from the Staples Center all the way up to the Olympic Auditorium where we have a meeting. This has been planned months in advance, and there is a legal permit.
5,000 people. We need to get more ovens. And
what does that mean?
More, I'm a Jew. So
ma'am, if you're a real Jew, you got no problem.
Yes, I am.
If you're you have no problem. You have no problem.
Insinuation.
You have no problem. I'm saying the ones impersonating Jews.
Oh, that is a lot of crap. And you're
why is that? Why is that crap? They could be trying to get in there to mess everything up.
I think you're the one who's going to be making trouble rather than people who want to...
And by the way, loud whistles blowing is a violation of the noise ordinance.
No, it's
not. So you're going to have some problems. What union do you belong to?
We told you.
Is it teachers?
No, it's not.
What do you do?
You have flipped. Totally.
If you need more money, lady, I got to find out what it is you do for a living.
I'm a civil service worker.
Oh, geez, you make enough money.
What?
Jay Santa, what? I just think you make...
I'm a professional, and I have a professional job, and I deserve to be paid for my job.
You make enough money. Ma'am, you make enough money as far as we're concerned. We're the citizens of their place.
What determines what's enough?
What?
What determines what's enough money?
Well,
I'm entitled to make a good living and I'm entitled to a raise.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
I think you're the one who's going to get arrested by the LAPD.
Troopers, militia, the Rangers.
Are they citizens, auxiliary police?
These are the stories of the men whose training.
You're the one who'll get arrested and not us.
Enforced and preserved our state law.
Get by.
There's no way that the police would allow you there.
You're under arrest.
You don't have police sanctions. At all.
Anyway, ma'am, thank you very much.
You're under arrest.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Our website is philhendryshow.com, and check it out. I don't know what they got on there. I haven't been to our website in a long time, but I do know that we have links to where you can pick up the 1999 Phil Hendry CD, and we also are preparing for our year 2000 CD. So one other thing that I, as long as we're talking about Democrats and the convention and protesting and riots in the streets and all that stuff, I was telling you about the takeover of Frontierland by those dudes with the Viet Cong flag. And there was one other thing that happened. Indians took over Alcatraz, too. You guys don't remember that one either, but they did. I think it was the American Indian Movement. They went over. They took over Alcatraz. And it was one of those few things in life. You hear it and you think it's just, you know. Let them take San Francisco for all I care. Good for you. But it's easy for me to say, huh? So the Indians took Alcatraz, and I think they were there for 3 weeks. And then the cops said, look, you know, move on unless you want to see some serious stuff start coming down. And they did. And then there was my high school year, my senior year in high school, when we had a creative writing anthology with all kinds of four-letter words in it. And it got banned from the campus bookstore. And I got interviewed by the LA Times when I was 17. If you can believe that, it's true. Arcadia High School Creative Writing Anthology, 1970, was banned for obscenity. Because somebody put some dirty words in there. It wasn't me, but I was interviewed anyway because they thought it was me. And somewhere in an L.A. Times, an old yellowed L.A. Times back there where little Phil Hendry was interviewed for that nonsense. So that's, you know, that's part and part. And then, of course, I was up at Isla Vista after they burned that B of A down. A Bank of America, the students one night had too many beers and set fire to the Bank of America up there in Isla Vista, burned it to the ground. Now, they tried to attribute political motive to that. I think they just got drunk and set fire to the bank. I think it had anything to do with, you know, the political motive attributed to that was that the bank owned all of the mortgages of the houses the students were renting, and that the students were being gouged for rent, and so politically they thought they'd go burn B of A down. Somehow that would make their rents go down? I don't know. So they set fire to the bank, and the next day they're bummed because they remembered that they had passbook savings accounts in the bank, so it was all burnt, so that screwed that, and the ATM machine didn't work, although there weren't ATM machines back then. And, you know, that's the extent of my, you know, political... I didn't do anything. I got stopped by a cop in East L.A. after they had those riots, and like in East L.A., they had a Brown Beret riot down there. The Mexican-American community rioted, and I got stopped because they thought I was sticking a bomb near the Hollenbeck Division. Just little peripheral things like that. But I was always just a good, cute, suburban kid hitchhiking everywhere. In fact, I got into a discussion with Alex, the 12-year-old. He said, when's your first job? I mean, my first paying job? No, you know, the first job you had where they took taxes out and everything. So the first job that I had where they really took out taxes, because I had gardening jobs, was I was a dishwasher. And I would hitchhike to my dishwashing job every day after school. As I'm telling him this story, I'm thinking, how did I survive that? I would go to school, then I would, you know, leave school and hitchhike out to Monrovia to my dishwashing job. And I would sit there from 4 until 8 p.m. washing dishes in an old folks' home. And then hitchhike home at 8 o'clock at night. This was my life. And I don't even know how the hell it is I survived. A, hitchhiking everywhere, because that's what you did back then. You know, hitchhiking's illegal now, and you don't ever see kids hitchhiking. And if I ever found that any of my kids were hitchhiking, I'd kill them. But back then, that's how you got around. I didn't have a car. I couldn't afford a car. How am I supposed to take the bus in L.A.? When everybody knows the bus schedule here is a joke. And there weren't no Metro Rail, so I had to thumb. And I'd get out of school and hitchhike to my stupid dishwashing job. No wonder I had crap grades. And I didn't have any time to study. I had to go out and smoke cigarettes and drink beer. So I get home from my dishwashing job at 8 o'clock and go out with my friends till 2. And I'm supposed to get up and go to school? Come on! I got a book in one hand and my thumb out in the other. That's exactly what I was doing. I was hitchhiking with my books. I don't know how I did it, man. I did a whole 2 years doing that, washing freaking dishes. And Alex says to me, man, I don't believe it, man. You know what I'm going to do, man? I'm going to put you to work. Nowadays, you can't put no kid to work. You want to know why? Because it's hard to get into college, and it's harder still to get into high school, and all the studying that they have to do. Well, it's true. These guys are weighted down with the work that they get from school is like the equivalent of what Oppenheimer had to go through for the Manhattan Project. That ain't no kidding either. So kids can't work now. They are working harder in school than we did. And that's the truth. I mean, they are freaking taking calculus in third grade. They're on computer classes. What job are they going to pull down? Except the lawn mowing job that I got these guys doing this weekend, and I ain't paying them. It's a great thing about being a stepdad. You can make your kids work, and you don't have to pay them. I'm Phil Hendry. Okay, don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. And I'll be watching the convention on TV from about 90 miles away on vacation with my family. No clothes on for 7 days.
Goldfinger.
Also, I'd like to say that there are people who are...
He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch.
Phil Hendry.
Such a cold finger. Beckons you to enter his web.
Are you nuts?
Don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear. But his lies can't disguise what you feel.
No.
For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger.
Homo.
Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear. But his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl.